USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Barry continues to weaken, but the storm, now a tropical depression, is still posing a danger to Mississippi and Louisiana. Parts of those states could, over the next day, get as much as 6 to 8 more inches of rain. President Trump doubling down on telling some Democratic congresswomen to go back to their countries. The president saying on Twitter that the Democrats call their adversaries racist when called out, but he said they stick up for people who speak badly of this country and shouldn't be allowed to go unchallenged. All but one of the four women he was talking about were born in the United States. And one of them, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, responds,
I want you to know that you belong, that this is our country, and no amount of hate-filled bullying from the White House is going to change that.
USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5. 5141 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sex offender and multi-billionaire investor Jeffrey Epstein has a bail hearing today in New York City. His lawyers asking for his release on $77 million bail by putting up his Upper East Side mansion. The 66-year-old hedge fund manager currently being held without bail after his arrest on new accusations that he abused dozens of girls in his New York and Florida homes. Iran's president says his side would be willing to hold talks with the United States if the U.S. lifts sanctions and rejoins the 2015 nuclear deal. President Hassan Rouhani saying that his country has always believed in negotiations, but he stipulated Washington would need to ratchet down the economic pressure from the harsh sanctions imposed after President Trump withdrew the U.S. from that Obama-era agreement. Today is Amazon Prime Day 2019, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It now could be even longer before Boeing can get its 737s back in the air. With that story, here's Robin Walensky.
It is not good news for Boeing. It appears the company facing the possibility of 737 MAX jets could be grounded until 2020 because of the time it will take to fix a software issue. Planes grounded back in March after two deadly crashes, one in Ethiopia, the other in Indonesia. 346 people killed.
The mystery of a 1983 disappearance of the 15-year-old daughter of a Vatican employee took yet another twist following evacuations at Vatican City's cemetery. The Vatican said it had discovered two sets of bones under a stone slab that will be formally opened next week. The new discovery came after the Vatican on Thursday pried open the tombs of two 19th-century German princesses in the cemetery of the Pontifical College in hopes of finding the remains of Emanuela Orlandi. Her family had received a tip that she might be buried there, but the tombs turned out to be empty. Searches continued, and Vatican spokesman Alessandro Gissati said further searches had been centered on the areas adjoining the tombs. He said investigators had located two sets of bones under a stone slab manhole. He said the area was immediately sealed off and would be opened only in the presence of forensics experts on July 20th. Her case has been one of the enduring mysteries of the Vatican, kept alive by the Italian media and a quest by her brothers to find the true answers. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.